Whew. Simon Marks is in the studio, our Washington editor, currently in London. Have you been deported?
I have not been deported, but I'm just taking a little break.
I'm glad to hear it. I think it's important to remember that we all need to take a break from this.
Yes.
Do you have that little bit of, oh, rats, the news has gone bonkers and I'm not on the case?
No, because I am on the case.
I'm always on the case
from here. And the news over there, of course, is always going bonkers. So there's no good time to pick if you're in my game to take a break. But so it's not really a break. It's just watching it from afar for a bit.
A busman's holiday.
Yes.
What has happened with Jimmy Kimmel?
Well, Jimmy Kimmel came back on air last night, as you know. Remember that Jimmy Kimmel was indefinitely suspended by ABC over comments that he made relating to Donald Trump and his supporters' reaction to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, as opposed to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which is what the White House would like everyone to believe. And what occurred in the days since last week when that suspension occurred is that ABC found itself caught in a real vice, because on the one hand, the White House was insisting, right, that's the end of Jimmy Kimmel. We've vanquished another one of our enemies in the mainstream media. But consumers were deluging Disney with cancellations, particularly for their Disney Plus service. So many cancellations that it actually brought the sign out page crashing down over the weekend. So yesterday ABC said, look, we indefinitely suspended him, but now we're lifting the suspension. We've had lots of conversations with him about what he's going to say and how he's going to behave on air going forward. And he'll be back on air tonight. So he was indeed back on air last night. And we can hear in this excerpt from his monologue that he presented a vigorous and at times emotional defense of America's tradition and its constitutional protections for free speech.
I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human, and that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do.
So that was Jimmy Kimmel on air last night. But he was only on air in those towns and cities across the United States where ABC's local stations were carrying the program. You could not watch that in Washington, D.C., because Sinclair, the second largest group of local stations in the United States, completely pro-Trump, refused to put him back on air. Nexstar, the largest group of local stations across the United States, refused to put him back on air on their ABC affiliates. So he's back, kind of, sort of. And Donald Trump, of course, has taken to social media to accuse Jimmy Kimmel of being an arm of the DNC and to suggest that his beef with ABC is only just getting started.
So a little bit early to start popping champagne corks for fans of free speech.
Definitely.
But also very striking to hear what he's been through. I mean, you know, as he's at great pains to point out, the story begins with the unconscionable murder of a man, of a human being, of a father. And yet, it's pretty clear there that Jimmy Kimmel has been through the ringer as a consequence of the lies being told about him and the response of his employers, or his sort of de facto employers, to the threats from the White House.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. Jimmy Kimmel not only was informed of his indefinite suspension by ABC shortly before he was due to tape his program in Los Angeles before a live audience last Wednesday. Audience was sent home. And on Thursday, ABC started disassembling his studio. All sorts of studio flats
You preempted my other question, but people thought he was finished.
Thought he was done, and indeed, absolutely, Donald Trump certainly thought he was done, because if you look at his message on Truth Social that was posted last night, he says, I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told by ABC that his show was cancelled. Something happened between then and now, because his audience is gone and his talent was never there. And then he goes on to make fresh threats to continue this campaign against ABC, and he will undoubtedly undoubtedly leverage the labours of his pliant head of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr, who's going to continue threatening ABC with restrictions or possibly even a revocation over their broadcast licences if they continue to keep Kimmel on the air. And so why you can't celebrate the return of free speech is because those local station groups are hugely powerful. They're keeping him off the air in major television markets all over the country. That reduces the economic viability of the program even further. And it also indicates that those local station groups don't think that Jimmy Kimmel is worth going to the mat for. Mm. They would much rather avoid a beef with the White House continuing to threaten their business's future than put Jimmy Kimmel back on air every night.
And, you know, in different eras and speaking about different countries, you would describe those media organisations as being regime adjacent or regime sympathiser.
I mean, I lived in Russia and covered events in the former Soviet Union and then Russia for many years and was literally present when moves were made to close down NTV, the first independent television network in Moscow, and to co-opt it and make it part and parcel of the Russian state. What is taking place? What has already happened to CBS News and may well yet happen to ABC and possibly to NBC are efforts to co-opt those businesses and turn them into supportive bullhorns for the Trump administration.
I think it was Mussolini who pointed out that fascism is a business model, first, last, and always. Simon, thank you. Always a pleasure. Speaking of fake news, Tracy's been in touch. She says, I love Simon Marks. He is the absolute best thing on LBC. Hello? What am I, chop liver?
Oh, present company.
Thank you,
all right,
Simon.
Tracy.
All right, Tracy.
Back off.
It's not compulsory. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen back on Catch Up on Global Player and the LBC app. You can stay up to date on the top stories and opinions, put your news categories in the order you want, pause live radio, rewind live radio, and listen to a range of podcasts. So do download the official LBC app for free from your app store now. Coming up at 4 on LBC, it's Tom Swarbrick, but now it's the third best thing on LBC.
There is no I in team. There is no I in team.
Sheila Fogarty in the house.
Thank you very much indeed. You can both get lost now. Thanks. It's my turn.